And you're very welcome to Lifeline. And I'm happy to say that I have Lisa in the studio with me this morning. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning to you, Debbie. How are you keeping today?
Not too bad. A long time since you've been in
here. Oh, my God. I was just trying to think. It's about 3 years now. Oh, it's 3 years, 3.5 years. Could be even more than that. My God. But I loved my time here, as everybody probably knows. Like,
you know, and as I introduced you before this, yeah. Lucy, you're a former volunteer with Near FM, and you've been here probably from near day one.
So I was here. I started the same day Ciarán started, and the lovely Ciarán. So we started, I think it was around early 96, something like that. It was literally not even a year old, if you know what I mean, at that time, you know. And my daughter was 4. And she is now 28.
Oh my God.
So it's unbelievable, like, you know. But I just loved it from the day you kind of walk in. And I think people underestimate when you start in a place like that. You don't know what a place like this is. But this, to me, started as a CE scheme. So I started as I was doing one CE scheme, and I was working in St. Paul's College in Raheny. That was a great job. And then I seen an advertisement for here, and it was just, oh my God, like an ultimate dream of mine to be on radio, to start talking to people, you know, a little chatbox me, you know. But it was wonderful, Dan. I got to meet loads of great people here, and then got to start here, got to be on the sports show with Joe, and then Doug Rogers, my ultimate man here. Love him to bits. And he kind of helped me out big time. And you don't forget that, like, you know what I mean? Then it was great to meet you then, Debbie, a few years later and stuff like that. So it was just a wonderful experience. And then I believe that if you start on a CE scheme and you have a little focus in life, if you can kind of try and do something, because I did the CE scheme for 3 years, and then I went off and got another little job. Then I was finding it difficult.
Did you go to America?
I did. It was all to do with this as well. Because what
Tell
happened
us a
was,
bit about that.
Yeah, because I got to. You'll have me here all day. Have you got all day? Yeah, it was just. I'd got another little job. I was doing telesales and stuff, and then it just it wasn't working out because they were letting people go. And I got back in touch with Ciarán and got in touch with one of the local TDs and all that, trying to say, can I get back on for a few more months? And they extended it. Then they gave me 6 months. And when I came back, Sally was here and Ciarán, and they both did something for me which was outstanding, and that was getting in touch with Northside Partnership. They were putting forward single parents, lone parents. I was a single parent, and as I said, my daughter was very young at the time, and a chance came to do a 1 year deal with the Northside Partnership where you'd get to do your ECDL, which was fantastic, because like to pay for all these things all cost money. And all during that, then I got to go to Washington DC and live over there for 3 months, and I was an intern over there at the National Geographical Channel, which was called there was another name for it, but anyway, it was just
great,
the most wonderful experience. And then when you came back, you did your exams for the ECDL, you did other things, then they put you into a jobs club there over in the Glynn Centre, and then as you do, you're right away and you keep on, you don't feel you have the confidence, but because Near FM gives you confidence when you're on the radio, when you're talking. And then there was other things, of course, that Near FM did. You went on courses, you did training, and they always upskilled you whatever way they could help, and that's the fantastic part. And then I ended up getting a job in the HSE back in 2000.
Brilliant.
And it was a full time job. And then, as luck had it, I got to keep my show. I call it my show, still call it my show, but you know, what can you do? At the time, the radio show, when I got to get it, Doug helped me out at the very start. And it was called The Friday Diary, and I loved it. It was just brilliant. And it was all different types of music and stuff like that. And then the show then became The Weekly Diary. And then it just became a talking point of a magazine show, kind of going to the theatre, like reading out the theatre guide, getting a chance to go to the theatre, reviewing shows, getting to interview people. People like Colm T. Wilkinson, Norman Wisdom was in the studio. It was just brilliant. Like, all these, you just dream about all this stuff. And then when it comes true, it's just outstanding. Like, so I have all my career, everything is with thanks to Near FM, because it is, because it doesn't start until you can kind of do something, and then when you get the confidence, and then when they have confidence in you. Then I was on the board of management with Brennan and all the gang, and it's just an amazing experience. I can't really fault it. I think anyone that's given a chance to see a CE scheme, go for it, do it no matter what it's in.
Because it does, you know, Norman Wisdom in the studio.
It was wonderful, wasn't it? And John, it was just brilliant. You know, John Markey was, and myself did the interview. It was just all these sort of little things. Richard Marks as well. Oh my God, that was wonderful too.
Oh my God, so you had some really
Aidan Quinn, forget a name. Oh. Same name, sake, but unfortunately not related, but you know.
So we know your magazine show, you finished about 2-3 years ago.
About 3 years ago, yeah. And work, we came to Man, and there was personal things going on, and I had a lot of surgery and stuff like that, and it was just one of those times. But also in that was lovely things, because I got to meet my lovely man. Unfortunately at this time with the COVID, I was due to get married on Saturday, we've had to postpone. But look, we have to look on the brighter side. Yeah. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot more worse things. But I'm still sad.
But we've
rescheduled to next year, and that's lovely. And then, as I was saying, when you're doing something like that, when you're planning something like that, and when other things are going on in your life, so I'm just sad that it didn't really progress, and I didn't do much more about it. But it was just out of my control at the time.
You
know,
when you get things more settled, I talked
exactly.
To, who was I speaking to 2 weeks ago? Pat Lynch, and
he said,
maybe I might try get the time, because I like that. Everyone who seems to have been involved with Near FM always has great memories and I'd love to do that again. So maybe when there's time in your hands.
Exactly,
again,
just to do so, because I would still like to, because, you know, like Kieran and Alan and everyone, they were just all the best. Do you know what I mean? You just, you know, and things wouldn't be great without people like that, and Sally at the forefront. You know, it was just a wonderful time. And, you know, and then even as a volunteer, you know, treating any different, we had the best parties. We had the best training sessions. We had the best of, like, we really did have a great time. I think it's probably still going on, of course, like, you know, and then this 25 years is just amazing.
The parties, going back to the recreation centre, and then we moved up a little bit to Clontarf Castle.
And then when we moved in here first, whatever year that was, when Michael Woods opened it and stuff like that, outside we planted a tree, but we also planted the time capsules things. So myself and Peter Ridgway did a little thing, and we were talking, and with loads of people did little snippets of stuff, and that would have been a good few years ago, so that'll probably get dug up at some point. You know,
so what stands out, what one memory will stand out in your mind forever involved here?
I suppose I loved the sports show. And I think I loved when I started. I loved the fact that you came in and then they let me do the controls. And it was like you know, like a child at a candy store. And I was like, oh my God, I get to move these up and down. And it was just the experience of that that then led to giving you more confidence to kind of do your own show. And that's the memories that I last. And then I always talk about West Ham. And when West Ham were winning, I was talking all night and they wouldn't shut me up on the sports team, you know.
I didn't realise now you're big in sports.
Yeah, I love it, it was great. But those sort of things, and then just being with the best bunch of people. Yeah. And that's the thing. And like, we're lifelong friends now, Debbie. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing. You can meet some really special people and you don't have to see them every day to realise how special they are. But when you meet them from a place like this, it was home from home. Yeah. It really was, you know. And then they made everyone feel welcome. Like, you know, even if I'd have to take my daughter here one day, if I couldn't get childcare or something, no problem. Just, you know, there was never any issues of anything like that. And I think it's just so lovely. So Jamie Lee grew up here as well, you know, and it's a wonderful thing. And she still talks about it. And, you know, and of course, like, you know, it's just a thing. And then my dad passed away back in 2012. He was a huge part of me being here, and then he also would put a few songs together and simple little things like that. And
so
you know,
a lot of memories. Yeah. And I know we've lost a lot on the way as well.
We have
some really good people.
Very sad.
But we've made lifelong friends, which is a great thing as well.
It's a wonderful experience. It is, you know, and you just hope it continues like that. You know,
so
from Near FM 101.6 to Near FM 90.3 and all this sort of thing, you know. And I loved the Weekly Drive. I loved my show. I loved it.
Well,
it was great.
If you loved
it that much,
you might get back on.
My hour between 4:30 and 5:30 every Friday.
And you're married, and everything is settled.
And when I get married and everything settles down, it'd be just wonderful, like, you know. So you know, but life is great. And
it is.
You
it's
know,
great.
And like
great
they can at this time, it really is. My partner Paul is just he's one in a million. He's just
brilliant.
Fantastic. And you know, and everything is there working for everybody else around, you know what I mean? It's just that they're going in the right direction, if you know what I mean. But it starts with Near FM and it continues
and
on,
continued
you know.
On.
You know, and
you
that's
could write a book about this.
Oh my goodness.
My
we like to write a book.
I had Jack in here last year.
I love Jack. How's
week.
Jack doing?
He's doing great. But like, he spoke about the late 70s when he started all this up, and there was a platform for the people of the community to get their voices heard.
Yes.
And hopefully the next 25 years it'll keep going and going. and getting stronger and stronger.
Absolutely.
But I know you're in the middle of work and popping out for a few minutes. Just
it had to be done. Like, you know, the community radio is number one in the way that we really brought it forward. Really brought it forward
well,
to people.
Listen, thanks a million for talking to us.
Great stuff.
And well done with your job and your life and everything is going great for you. So, come back into us now when you're married, everything's settled down, and do your weekly diary again.
I will. I'll do my best. Great to talk to you, Debbie. Thanks for having me on.